USA News, I'm Julio Flores. The Senate is approving a short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. Tim Berg has more.
The Senate is approving a short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. The government was set to run out of money Friday. The $858 billion National Defense Authorization Act will extend funding for federal agencies for another week as Congress works to pass a massive full-year spending package. I'm Tim Berg.
The National Archives is releasing information from about 13,000 documents related to President John F. Kennedy's assassination. However, a White House memo adds there are a number of records that contain information for continued postponement of public disclosure until June 30th. It notes that those files may cause harm to defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Oil is once again flowing through most of the Keystone Pipeline after being shut down because of a leak. A section of the more than 2,600-mile pipeline remains shut off in Kansas as the investigation of the leak continues. The operator of the pipeline, Canada-based TC Energy, said the affected segment remains safely isolated and repairs continue to progress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the passage of the Affordable Care Act was the highlight of her career in Congress and what may be her last time talking to reporters. As Speaker, Pelosi said the sprawling health care law, often referred to as Obamacare, lowered costs and provided better benefits for tens of millions of Americans. Pelosi helped push the measure through a Democratic-led Congress in 2010. Jane Fonda's cancer is in remission. The actor revealed she has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in September with a post on Instagram Thursday saying it is in remission and she can discontinue chemo. Some of the U.S. states are dealing with the effects of tornadoes this week. There have been more than 50 reported in at least seven states across the South since early Tuesday. This includes Louisiana, where at least three people died and several others were hospitalized. About 20 tornadoes have been confirmed, including more than a dozen in the Dallas area of Texas. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
The Senate is passing the annual National Defense Authorization Act. The $858 billion bill is now headed to President Biden's desk for a signature in time to meet the year-end deadline. Not only does it rescind the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military members, but also gives over $40 million more for defense than Biden called for in his budget. It marks the 61st year in a row that Congress has passed the defense bill on time. America's view of the two major political parties haven't changed following the midterm elections. A new Gallup poll shows 42% of Americans say they have a favorable opinion of the Republican Party compared to 39% who said the same of Democrats. Those figures remain relatively unchanged from a September poll. The findings come after voters elected a divided government for the next 2 years. Republicans are set to take control of the House in January, while Democrats will hold on to their Senate majority. The CDC is announcing new metrics regarding childhood obesity. On Thursday, the agency revealed new charts for measuring body mass index for those between the ages of 2 to 19 years old. The new measurements say a BMI greater than or equal to 120% is considered severely obese. The exact measurements vary between boys and girls. The adjustments come as the CDC says the previous charts did not extend high enough as the number of kids considered severely obese continues to climb. Comedian Trevor Noah is returning to host the Grammy Awards in February. The Recording Academy made the announcement it'll be Noah's third consecutive appearance as the host of the award show. The comedian said one of his favorite things about the Grammys is getting to experience artists in their rawest element, which is performing their music live. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.